Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
There's the game show. I'm sure some of you have seen, or at least you've heard of this game show. Anyway, it goes like this. You got two people, and one of them gives these clues, and the other one has to guess, what do all of the clues have in common? It's like the $10,000 pyramid or the $1 million pyramid or whatever it is now. Okay, inflation. But nonetheless, so we're going to play that game, just one round of that game this morning. But don't yell out the answer, okay? Because the person next to you might still be working on it. So, the dark, the boogeyman, embarrassment, loneliness, abandonment, failure, spiders, snakes, hurricanes, rejection, the devil. What is it? Things you might be afraid of. There is a theme that runs through sacred scripture. Over and over again we hear it, and I have probably preached about it before. In fact, I'm sure I have in the time I've been here. And it is the call of God to each one of us. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Yes, in fact, there are many things in life that cause us to have fear, and fear is a normal emotional response to danger or threat or loss. But our lives cannot be controlled by fear. We have to face our fears and overcome our fears through the gift of courage that God gives to us. One of the most famous quotes about fear came from one of our presidents, Franklin Roosevelt. A few years ago, Franklin Roosevelt said these words. Speaking about the United States, he said, "This great nation will endure as it has endured, will revive and will prosper. So first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes the needed effort to convert retreat into advance." The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Let me borrow a little bit from Franklin Roosevelt there and say, you will endure. You will endure. You can overcome your fears. You can press forward in the face of your fears. Do not be paralyzed by them. Will mistakes be made? Absolutely. You will make mistakes. Will there be pain and loss? Yes, that's part of life. There is pain and loss. Trouble will come. That is the very nature of this life. If you have not figured this out yet, and I know most of you have, you may not have thought about it in one little sentence like this, but life is a series of problems and difficulties to be overcome and to be dealt with. That's the nature of this life. See, we're not home. We're pilgrims on the way. This isn't heaven. We're in the dark valley. We're in the valley of tears, as the Bible calls it sometimes. And so to expect that there won't be any trials or tribulations or difficulties, that's a fantasy. But in the face of those trials and difficulties, we go forward. We go forward trusting in God. How I wish you could hear Jesus say to you, "I got this. Come with me. Come, don't be afraid." Another very powerful quote about fear and trials and tribulations from across the Atlantic Ocean. Winston Churchill, speaking to the Congress of England, the leaders of England in the House of Commons around the time of World War II, he said to them, I would say to this House, as I have said to those who have joined this government, I have nothing to offer but blood and toil, tears and sweat. And that is what's required at times, isn't it? Blood, sweat, and tears. How would Jesus say these things? What one little sentence from our Lord would encapsulate this sentiment? You could think about that. Pick up your cross and follow me. Pick up your cross. Don't run from it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. But pick it up and carry on. I wish you could hear God say, it's going to be okay. I'm going to help you. There's no burden too heavy. Don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? What is your greatest fear? Have you identified it? Are you aware of it? Have you spent enough time thinking about yourself and your life, getting to know yourself before Christ, to know what is my biggest fear? In the gospel, we see Joseph. And clearly, Joseph was being tempted to be afraid. He was afraid of something. There was something about his relationship with Mary. There was something about the call of God. There was something about the mystery of what was happening that he needed to hear the voice of God say to him, do not be afraid. And so this is how the gospel goes today. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when the angel appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Now, what is an angel? An angel is a messenger of God. An angel is one who does some work for God. Not that God has to have the angels do his work for them, but God gives the angels the opportunity to work, right? And so the angel had his role to announce to Mary. The angel had his role to speak to Joseph. The angel had his role as Joseph and Mary have their role, as you have your role in the coming of Christ into the world. Do not be afraid. So back to Joseph, this righteous man. What was he afraid of? Now, the modern world, really in the last 100 years or so, maybe 200 years, would say that Joseph was afraid because he thought Mary was an adulteress. He thought Mary was an adulteress, and he didn't want to bring an adulteress into his home. But that's not the historical understanding of what Joseph was afraid of. Do you think that Joseph and Mary may have shared a conversation about the angel Gabriel? Remember the angel Gabriel that came to Mary and said, you will conceive a son? And she's like, how is this going to happen? And he said, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you and the child to be called holy. You remember that? You think that Mary shared that with Joseph? I bet you she probably did. And do you think that Joseph was aware of the prophecy that we heard tonight from Isaiah? What was the prophecy that we heard tonight from Isaiah? The virgin, what? Conceive a child. And so Joseph is like, something big's happening here. And I'm not sure Joseph thought he was up to the whole task at hand. And so the angel comes to him and says to him, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. What do you think Joseph's biggest fear was? What I think Joseph's biggest fear was, and it's important that we hear that he was described as a righteous man. Joseph was a righteous man. A righteous man who meditated on God's word. A righteous man who would have been aware of the sacred scriptures. A righteous man who would have known about this prophecy that the virgin will be with child. I think Joseph's biggest fear was not doing the will of God. That he would fail to be able to fulfill and do the will of God. What's your biggest fear? We turn now to the Old Testament reading from the prophet Isaiah. And I gave you a little clue to this at the beginning of Mass. See, there was a king in the southern part of Israel. Now, just a real quick bit of history. And again, some of you, I know I've said this before. But Israel under King David was a united nation. Okay, King David had the united Israel. And then there was a civil war in Israel, and it was split, believe it or not, into the north and into the south, and it stayed split. So you had the northern kingdom of Israel, and you had the southern kingdom of Israel. And the northern kingdom of Israel was overtaken by the Assyrians or the Babylonians and destroyed, okay? And the southern kingdom held out. The southern kingdom was still there. And who was the king of the southern kingdom at this time when Isaiah was a prophet? Ahaz. King Ahaz with a Z. Not Ahab from Moby Dick, but King Ahaz. And Ahab is a biblical character too. But King Ahaz. And King Ahaz knows that the Assyrian army is going to come invade. And the prophet Isaiah goes to Ahaz and says, trust in God. They won't defeat you if you put your trust in God. Now, King Ahaz has a choice. Do I put my trust in God or do I put my trust in men? And what he decides to do is make an alliance with Egypt. Now, Egypt is to the south. Holy Land is in the middle, Israel. Assyria, which modern Iraq and Iran, that kind of part of the world, is to the north. And so Ahaz decides he's going to make a deal essentially with the devil. He's going to make a deal with Egypt. He's going to form a military alliance with Egypt. And he thinks he's good. He thinks he's protected. And so when Isaiah goes to speak to him, to give him this encouragement to put your trust in God, and Ahaz says, and he even goes so far as to say, ask for a sign. And Ahaz says, oh no, I won't tempt the Lord. Well, Ahaz has already he's already turned his back completely on God. He's already done exactly what he wasn't supposed to do. And what was Ahaz's greatest fear? The loss of power, the loss of popularity, the loss of his position. He didn't care anything about not doing the will of God. And you know who would have known all about Ahaz? Joseph would have known all about Ahaz. Ahaz was the poster child of failed Jewish leadership. Everybody knew about Ahaz and his turning his back on God and making a deal with the enemy and being taken over. And Joseph knew. And Joseph knew this prophecy. Joseph knew. And he was sorely tempted to not be able to fulfill his calling. And he was afraid. And the angel of the Lord came to speak to him. What are you afraid of? There's a contrast here between Joseph and Ahaz. Ahaz did not know himself. He did not know God. He did not know the righteousness of God. He did not trust in God. And he collapsed and failed and brought his whole country with him. But Joseph heard the messenger of God, heard the angel of the Lord, and his greatest fear was not doing the will of God. And in that fear, God came to him to lift him up and encourage him. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, do not be afraid. This is the Christmas story. The light comes into the darkness. Do not be afraid. The light is coming into the world. Do not be afraid. God wins. Do not be afraid. Will there be difficulties? Will there be trials? Will you have to offer your blood, your sweat, and your tears? You better believe it. Absolutely. That's life. But do not be afraid. Trust in God and let Him send His messengers to you to lift you up and carry you along the way in His will. Emmanuel, right? God is with us.